We are learning Masechta Sot Daf Yabez Mabez, and we are starting 5 lines from the top. It says in the Pasuk that when the Bas Parei came to the Yar to wash herself from her Avodah Zarah, it says, V'narisel holchos. V'narisel wa holchos with her. Holchos al Yad Yar, on the Yad Yar. Lashon holchos, what does that mean? Amar Yechana, ina halichas ul Lashon Misa. This halich is Lashon Misa. V'chein ho'em, you find that holich can mean Misa. Hine ha'enoichi holich lamus. And we'll see exactly why they were going to get killed, like the Gemara says right now. Dashlam Sukkim says the Teira said Teva. Basia saw the Teva of Sechasuf. Given the Chazal, the Kabbalah Tzuli Lamaisha, when her attendants, she had a whole group of attendants, whole entourage, 30, 50 attendants, and they saw she wants to save Maisha. Amar La Givir Seinu Min Hagashal Olam. The meaning of the world is like this: Melech Basvam Gazak Zera. First of all, everyone got to keep it. But a lot of times, people don't keep the rules. But even if the whole world's not being mekayim it, at least his family, they keep the laws. The law is, we got to kill the Jews. What are you saving someone? So Gavriel came, buried them all with one fell swoop into the karka. And so she has lost her attendants. They're all dead. She stuck out her amasa. And she grabbed the teva, got the teva, got the basket where Moshe was. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, charama yada means her hand, and charama shivchasa, her shivcha. Mandi ama yada, dechsev amasa. Mandi ama yada, it says amasa, it says her hand. Mandi ama shivchasa, leksev yada, use lashon amasa. Amasa also can mean her shivcha. So the obvious question is, if it's a shivka she sent to get the teva, Amrit bug real karka. They got all killed. How is she using a shivka to pick up to get the teva if there's no shivka anymore? And for the Gemara, the Shai Lachada, Gavriel left her one. The Lav Urcha, the Bas Malka, make him lechuda. She can't be herself. She needs one attendant, one shaman she needs. It got longer. Domamar, like it says, by Achashverosh, it says in that Gemara there that his scepter got longer. So it says there in that Gemara, it means when Esther came to see him, his stick got much longer. The hand of Baspar, by the teeth of Rishon, which took talking about Ogbel Habashon, he was holding a big mountain, and he wanted to throw it on the Eden, and his teeth got stuck in the mountain, it got longer. It got extended, it got longer. And the Rechaim Shulevitz here in Sichas Musa, explains that it's not pshat that her hand got longer. It means she was so intent on saving it, and she pushed and pushed and pushed until she got it. It means if you try for something, all you have to do is to just want, and then you can reach it. Like the Vilna going, just the Vilna, that's all you need, the Vilna, and that's all. You want it enough, you'll get it. He has a big story in that, a lot of different rayas to it. Vatiftach vatireu esayelet. It says that they opened up the teva, and they see inside Vatireu es hayelad. What's Loshon Vatireu? Tireu is Loshon Rabim. You see the yelad, Vatireu es hayelad. Vatireu en boyle. Om Rav Yosi, this is when Basi opens up the basket, and Vatireu es hayelad. Vatireu en boyle. Rav Yosi, Rav Chinim, Shiroz Shechini Mahi. She saw the Shechina with him. V'hinei nar boyche.
That answers the question.
That answers the question. She saw not only the yelad, she saw the Shechina also. Vatireu is two things. The Tireu means they saw two things. Vatireu means they saw two things. No, they saw two things. Vatireu, they saw two things. Not Vatireu, they saw two things. That's what we're making the drasha. So now the question is, it starts with saying, V'hine yeled, it says, Esa yeled, then it says, V'hine nar baich karli yeled, karli nar. What is he, a yeled or a nar? Nar means an older child. Tano, who yeled, the karli kanar. He was an infant, but his voice was like a nar. You're making him into a balmum. And Rashi says, and a balmum he was a Levi, and he's nifsal b'koil of avodah shir. He had a avodah of doing singing. If his voice was an old child's voice, right when the infant, that's a mum. We don't make him into a balmum. So he says different. Why is it called a nar? He says, El malamisha also imay chupas nu'urim b'teva. That his mother made him a chuppah over his teva. Omra Hashem alei ezkel l'chuvasa. Maybe not be zeichet to his chuppah. And therefore, I want to come now. And the kach hava, she was never zeichet to his chuppah because he got married in Midian and she was not around. But hachma alav, the basi had rachmanis on this baby. She said that this must be from the Jewish children. No, yada had she know. She saw that he was mal. She saw that he was mal. So the Rasha, I think, asked that, L'chairo, maybe who's a Jewish child? Some of the Mitzvim also were mal. So he says that there was a toughest Stam Bris. He could tell that it was a Jewish child, that there was more than just Stam mal. I forgot who spoke that out, but someone spoke that out, that it's that what the Raya was. It says in the Pasuk, Zeh, but Yadiv from Zeh, what's on Zeh? On Re'echron, Melamach Nesnab B'Shlomi Daito, Zeh Neufel V'in Acha Neufel, which means that after Moshe was thrown into the water, they stopped the gzeira of throwing children into the water. Why? Because the astrologers saw that he got his punishment. And that was part of Yechevitz Cheshbon, putting him into water. So look, oh, he's in the water. So it looked like he was already thrown into the water. The Hainu Da'ar Rav Eliezer, Mai Dechsiv, what's found in the Pasuk? V'chiyoyim Ra'aleichem, Dirshu Ola Avayis V'la'idoynim, Ha'mitzavtsvim V'amahagim, Mahagim. The pasuk is like this: the oivim say yidoyim, don't know what they're talking about. Soifim, they see v'ani yoyim at soifim, they don't know what they're looking at. Mahagim, they talk v'ani yoyim at mahagim, don't know what they're saying. Rosh, what was the story? Rosh v'shim shel yishol b'mayim u'leika. They saw that the v'shim shel yishol get an oinish b'mayim. Omdu v'gazu with the medik zerikol ben yoyim the oiru shachu atashachu kivin shad l'maisha. Since once they threw Moshe into the water, omru sule chazinon ki ahu simanu. We don't see that siman anymore. So now they knew that the truth is. Now they're thrown in the water. They thought that he was thrown into the water. He got einish. But the truth was, he was not. So batal gzera. They bought the batal gzera. It means they see things. They know what they're seeing. And the same thing. Basi also says zeh. She doesn't know what you're saying. The goyim, their neviim don't know what they're talking about. Really, this vision that they were seeing, that he's get loika with water, was going on memeriva. What does it mean? That's what the Stingapari saw, and made a mistake. It was this einish that Moshe got through the Meimariva. That's why it looked like he was getting einish through water, was through the mice of Meimariva, where he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And there's a diak that says ragli. You all say it because of me. Because they threw me into the water, they stopped the gzeira of kola ben hayulat shashichu. So because of me, they got saved. Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar, what day was the day that they threw Moshe into the water? Which day was it? Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar, Isa Yom Esther Vechav Nisan. It was the 21st day of Nisan Haba. That was the day they threw Moshe into the water. And why was he saved? What's your question, Rav Nosson?
It's coming up.
Oh, Amru, yeah, it's coming up. It's Shira Shal Pesach. Amru Malachi Asharas Megash Baruch Hu. Rabbanu Shloim, Misha Asad Loim Shira Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu would be Oz Yosha Moshe, but Yom Zeh, he didn't say Shira. Yilka B'Yom Zeh, he should get. He should get killed today. Rabbanu Rachinu Ama Oisiyem Shisha B'Sivan Haya. It was 6 days of Sivan. Amru Malachi Asharas Megash Baruch Hu. Rabbanu Shloim, Misha Asad Lekabel Tayir Mahar Sinai. The one who's from Lekabel Tayir Mahar Sinai, but Yom Zeh, Yilka B'Yom Zeh should get Oinish this day. So that's Machlokes when this day was, when he was thrown into the water. Either it was on Chaf Aleph Nisan, or it was on Zayin, or it was on sixth day of Sivan. So Bishlaman the Amashisha of Sivan, Meshkach Gimel Yarchi. We know that was 3 months after he was born, he was thrown into the water, right? So if we know he was born on Zayin Adar. So Zayin Adar to six Sivan is exactly 3 months. It's mamash beautiful. Meshkach Gimel Yarchi. Amar B'Shiv Adar Meis, or B'Shiv Adar Nerel Meishu. He was born on 7 Adar. How was it 3 months? It's a month and a half. So Oisa Shana, the Moran says, Oisa Shana, that year when Moshe was born, Mabaris Haisa. So you had here most Rubis Arisha, most of the first Adar, because Zayin Adar, you have 23 days. Rubis Shalach, right? You have most of the second month, 21 days of Nisan, and the middle was a new Adar, the Emsoya Shalim. So when it says they waited 3 months, it means most of 3 months. Why didn't he wait a full 3 months? So it's the Mepharshim say, because Yechevedaf wanted to put her into the Chaf of Nisan. She knew that was an auspicious day to put him into the water to save him. Therefore, he got him out of the house that day. Vatoymer Choysel Bas Pari. So now Miriam sees that Bas Pari picked up this Teva. So she says to Bas Pari, Eilich Kros Lachishim Menekes Men Ivriyos. Should I call you a wet nurse from the Ivriyos? So Mara asks, so Maishta me Ivriyos, why Vasap is Ivriyos? Melamed, we learn from here, Sheikh Ziru Moshe Kol Mitzvos Kulam, that they brought Moshe to all the Mitzriyos, to Velo Yonik, and he didn't want a nurse. Omar, or Omar Karis Baruch, maybe some have the gear to him, He should nurse from a davar tamei, which means from a person who eats dvarim tameim. The nursing also comes from that. Someone who is separated from chalav that's not kosher, is removed from the shadayim of a tamei. So Zokta Vatimula Bas Pari. So Bas Pari says, yeah, sure, go get it. Tell the Bas Pari, Lechi Velechi, Vatelecha Alma, Vatikras Esa Ema Yelad. So the Alma ran and brought the Ema Yelad. Omra Elazar, Malamit Shahok Vizka Alma. Alma is lost of an older girl. And Miriam at this time maybe was 6 years old. And here she's running like an older girl. So she ran like an Alma, all the Kaychas. She did not tell anyone that she's going to get the mother. She says, I'm going to get a lady. And meanwhile, she got Yecheved. So Bas Pari hired Yecheved to nurse Moshe, and she even paid Yecheved for this. Helichi means, it's yours, take yours. And she was snabba, I don't know what she's in snabba. Says, I'm going to pay you for it. So now when they give back their Aveda, they gave him back their own child. We pay them for it. It says in the Pasuk Vayter, this is by after the Shira, the Pasuk Lashon is, Vatikach Miriam as Mekich Miriam Avia, Achois Aaron. Why are we calling her Achois Aaron? She's not Achois Moshe. It says Miriam and Avia. When was she an Avia? Before Moshe was born, when she was only Achayis Aaron. Vaymeres, and she said, on top of Yigim Amar Aleph, we'll go to the Tudat Metzshem. Vaymeres, I see the image of Taylor Ben Shavashia Yisrael, that my mother one day will give birth to the Savior of Klai Yisrael. Vekivon Shneiled Moshe, and the Smali Kol Abayis Kula Ar. Lamaisa Moshe was born, the whole house full up with light. I said, look, it looks like the Nevuah was on target. Three months later, they got to throw him into the water, and they thought this was a goner. And remember, one man almost threw him to the Yamsuf. Like, they didn't think there's no chance of getting him back. Omad Avia, and gave her a little glattle on her head. Where's the Nevuah? To see what's at the end of her nevuah, she wasn't just there out of curiosity or this. She was there. See what's going to be with the nevuah. That she was standing to see what's going to be the safe nevuah. And kachava taka, she was saved. He was saved. The taka was machine shalishol. She's taka nevuah. That says a chayis Aaron that she was a nevuah. She had nevuah when Aaron was born. Even before Moshe was born.